The shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. Smith and Dr. Petrie are seeking a clue to the death of Forsyth among the trees in the park opposite Dr. Petrie's house. The doctor becomes separated from Smith and stumbles upon Karame. The girl seems to have completely forgotten her former association with Dr. Petrie, and he allows her to escape. Later that night, on seeing the ghostly blue light which lured Forsyth to his death, Smith and Dr. Petrie return to the park, hoping to trap Forsyth's murderer. The limb of a tree under which they stand breaks off and crashes to the ground at their feet. Clinging to the broken limb is a dacoit. Before he can use the knife clasped in his hand, Smith kills him with a bullet from his gun. Then, as they stand looking at the dacoit, a small black animal leaps toward them from the nearby underbrush. Petrie fires, there is a weird howl, and then...
I got it! Right, here it is. Nail it. It's nothing but a large black cat.
So it is, Petrie. You remember the little parcel we found in that basket of caramels?
Yes, yes, it contained valerian.
Yes. And you know as well as I do that a cat will go through fire and water for valerian. However, that's what the milk and fish were for.
To capture this animal?
Well, not this one, Petrie. The one used last night on Forsyth. I'd recognize the prints under the trees for those of a cat.
And you believed if the animal had been released here, it would still be somewhere in the neighborhood?
Yes. I located it finally and laid my trap for the milk and fish. Then I killed it. I had to. And buried it.
Well, why bury it, Nayland?
Well, look. The claws of this one are sheathed now, but if you could examine them, you'd find them coated with a shiny black substance. Only Fu Manchu knows what that substance is, Petrie. But we know what it can do.
But the blue light, now what caused that?
A length of tape soaked in spirits. The tape was thrown over the limb of a tree and lighted near the ground. The flame rose and went out when it reached the upper end of the tape in the top of the tree. I found an unburnt end last night.
Claws, man. The poison-coated claws of a cat killed Forsyth.
Yes. The dacoit used the blue light as a lure.
By Jove, Nayland. Only one man could plan that. Fu Manchu.
Suppose we say then, Mr. Slade, £1,000 if you show us the hiding place of Fu Manchu.
And payment, Mr. Smith?
To be in no way subject to whether we profit by your information or not.
A little agreement in black and white.
Oh, of course. A sheet of paper, Petrie.
The upper right-hand drawer, Nayland. Help yourself. That's quite an interesting cane you have, Mr. Slade. A curio?
Oh, this. It comes from Australia, Doctor. Aboriginal carving. It was given to me by a client.
Oh, I thought it was Indian work.
Oh, everyone does. No, it's Australian work. It's my mascot.
So?
Yes. Its former owner ascribed magical powers to it. In fact, I believe he thought it to be one of those staves mentioned in the Bible.
Here's your paper, Slade.
Oh, thank you.
You mean Aaron's rod, that cane?
Oh, yes, something of the sort, I believe. Now, gentlemen, I'll run along.
You'll phone us then.
You will hear from me tomorrow.
And Mrs. McGregor will show you out.
Thank you. Good day, gentlemen.
Considering the importance of his proposal, Nayland, you weren't very cordial to our visitor.
Oh, I hate having any relations with him at all. But I suppose we shouldn't be squeamish about the instruments we use in dealing with Fu Manchu.
Well, who or what is he?
A private inquiry agent with a rotten reputation. He's little better than a blackmailer.
How do you know?
I looked up his record at the yard yesterday. It's quite interesting, huh?
How so?
Well, I knew that for some reason he was taking an interest in this case. Quite an undue interest, as a matter of fact. Very likely he's established some sort of contact with the Black Poppy Society. I'm only wondering if by any chance he could be...
You don't think he may be a creature of Fu Manchu?
Why not? If it paid him well, he'd serve the doctor as readily as anyone else. His record's about as black as it could be.
As bad as that, eh?
Oh, yes. Slade's an assumed name, of course. As Lieutenant Pedley of the New York Police, he was kicked out because of his complicity in something rotten in a New York Chinatown case.
Chinatown? Yeah, that's significant, eh?
So I thought. He's undoubtedly a clever scoundrel.
And knowing that, you'll keep any appointment he suggests?
Why, certainly. But we'll not wait until tomorrow. I propose to pay a little informal visit to Mr. Alfred Slade this very night.
Tonight? At his office?
At his home, Petrie. If his object is to draw us into some trap, he'll probably report his progress to his employer tonight.
Why, then we should have followed him.
Oh, he's being followed, Petrie. Two CID men have been watching him and his house.
Oh, I should have known you wouldn't miss having that taken care of. Oh, by the way, I saw Sir Graham this morning. He'll be out of the hospital presently. What are you going to do with him, Nayland?
Well, there's no further cause for alarm on his account. His life is no longer in danger.
No longer in danger? Why, I thought
he received a letter yesterday. It bore a London postmark.
Sent from London, eh? Well, what was it?
Well, as near as I can remember, the translation was to the effect that Graham's former correspondent had been a high official in the Oriental Group, but had been recently discovered to be a traitor. So he was executed 4 days ago. The letter went on to wish Graham a speedy recovery and was signed Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu? That's almost certainly a trap, Nayland.
No, Petrie. Fu Manchu would not have written in a foreign language unless he was sincere.
How can you be so positive, Nayland? The man is unscrupulous, cunning.
Well, to clear all doubt, I had a cable this morning from my friend von Kramer of the German secret police reporting the death of the Mandarin Yen Sun Yat. He died 4 days ago in the Hotel Adlon of heart failure. That you, Carter?
Yes, sir. Taylor is watching from down below.
Inspector Weymouth is in a taxi a little farther up the street.
Right. Well?
That's the place across the road. Slade came in 10 minutes ago. He came in a cab.
He hasn't gone out again?
No, sir. A few minutes after he came in, another cab came up with a lady. She went inside.
A lady?
The same that called on him before, sir.
Taylor, it isn't... Cadamay? Yes, Petrie. All right, Carter. Go back to your post.
Yes, sir.
Well, perhaps you understand now, Petrie, the manner of Mr. Slade's campaign. He's working through Cadamay. She was our ally once, now she's his. Acting as the go-between. Professing to reveal the secrets of Fu Manchu and all the time inveigling men to their deaths.
I can't believe that, Nayland. There must be something utterly wrong. She doesn't seem the same as formerly. Her eyes, there's a great fear of something hidden there.
No matter now. Come, we'll have a look at Slade's place. Those upper windows. Servants' quarters, probably. That lighted one on the ground floor to the left must be his study. Oh, splendid. The window's wide open. Evidently, he hasn't anticipated being watched.
What's our next move?
From that bench, we can look directly into the study. Careful now, no noise.
Hello,
see? Slade and Cadamay.
Oh, yes, my dear. I shall be ready for you tomorrow night.
There will be a sufficient number of men.
Oh, my dear girl. There will be a whole division if necessary. Now, what are your orders?
I have no orders for you at the moment. But now that I know you are ready, plans shall be made.
But I must know.
I will telephone to you within less than half an hour. Now I must leave.
But, my dear, why hurry away? A little wine, perhaps?
No, nothing. There is no time to waste. I shall call on you in half an hour.
Down, Petrie. If she sees us, our chance is gone. Here, round the corner of the house, quick. This will do. Watch.
Do not go out. Wait for the call.
Of course, my dear. Good night.
Now back to that window. Weymouth is waiting out there in his taxi. He'll follow us. Come on. Here. But this Slade, what is he trying?
Oh, he's apparently playing the game to suit us, which makes it all the more important that we do not rely on his help. Listen.
Is that all for tonight, Mr. Slade?
No, Burke. No. No, I'll be going out presently. I'll want you to sit up until I get back.
Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?
No, that's all. Just wait around.
Yes, sir.
For Caramay to call him. It's 20 minutes now.
Oh? Yes, this is Slade. Oh, yes, Caramay, my dear. Oh, so I'm to come at once. Yes, I know where. And you'll meet me there. Okay, right up. Yes, I'll be there in half hour. Yes. Goodbye, my dear.
Now, look. He's writing something in a book. We'll have to see what's in that book, Petrie, when we get a chance.
What a rogue, Neil. He should be in prison.
He'll never wind up there, Petrie. If he leaves this house, he'll go straight to his death.
Eh? You mean Fu Manchu?
Why, of course. Slade's an out-and-out traitor. He plays his game according to the highest bidder. The doctor knows that as well as we do.
And do you think Slade really knows where Fu Manchu is?
I hope Carter has kept a cab waiting for us. We'll follow Slade to see where he goes.
But isn't Weymouth following Caramay?
He is, old chap. But she may throw him off the trail. With us following Slade, we'll have two strings to our bow. When we're sure of his destination, we can take a hand in the game. There. He's finished his riding. He'll be leaving now. Oh, yes. See? He's picked up his cane.
Oh, yes. Well, there seems to be no car here. He'll likely take a taxi.
Oh, yes. Carter's good.
Burke! Help! Help!
Of Fu Manchu.